The Cuban boxing squad that recently finished its competition schedule in the Pan Am Games received with satisfaction a congratulations message sent by President Miguel Díaz-Canel. After getting 8 dollars out of possible 10 inside the Pan American ring, President Díaz-Canel tweeted, "Excellent performance of Cuban boxing in Lima. Congratulations to our team and coaching staff. We are Cuba, we are continuity." The message was read by the president of the Cuban Institute of Sports, Physical Education and Recreation, the INDER, Osvaldo Bento Montiller, in the Miguel Grau Coliseum in the Villa Deportiva in Callao, Peru. The Cuban squad achieved a total of 8 gold medals and 1 silver and 1 bronze. Lázaro Álvarez, Roniel Iglesias, Julio César La Cruz, Dainier Peró, Osvel Caballero, Andy Cruz, Arlen López, and Erislandi Sabón were the golden boxers, while Josvani Beitia with a silver and Damian Arce with a bronze completed the medal harvest. Cuban cyclist Lisandra Guerra won her 5th career Pan American medal this Friday. In an electrifying race, the Cuban athlete won the silver medal by finishing second in Kirin after Colombian Martha Bellona, world championship runner-up in the discipline. "I would say this is the most important medal in my career, because I had not competed in 2 years since I gave birth to my child, and because I went through a lot and many thought I was done," said Lisandra, who now counts 5 Pan American medals, 1 gold and 4 silver. After performing poorly in the qualifying round, the Matanzas Navy's comeback was more than fantastic, reaching the finals and giving Colombian Bellona lots of resistance in the last few meters of the race. Bellona herself, in a few words referring to Guerra, said she did not expect Guerra being so strong, especially after giving birth and after a long period of inactivity. Cuban men's handball team lost for the 3rd time in this edition of the Pan American Games in Lima, Peru. The Cubans fought tirelessly against Argentina and the scoreboard shows it, 21-23. But it was not enough to beat a rival with a lot of tradition in handball. Cuba will try to conquer one of the spots between places 5th to 8th, along with Puerto Rico, United States and Peru. 4 more gold medals were given to the Cuban delegation this Friday by the boxing squad. In the bantamweight finals, Osvel Caballero defeated American Duke Ragan. Light welterweight Andy Cruz did the same against also American Keyshawn Davis, while middleweight Arlen Lopez and heavyweight Erislandi Sabón got their gold medals by defeating Brazilian Herbert William Carvalho and Colombian Julio César Castillo. In diving, Cubans Precis Ruiz and Anisley Garcia advanced to the finals of the women's 1-meter springboard. Garcia finished 6th with a score of 234.45 and Ruiz ended up in the 11th place with 217.40. Lucky for us, there are 12 spots for the finals. A sweet and sour taste left the Cuban debut in racquetball. 3-3 was the record for the Cubans in the first day of competitions in the sport. In men's singles, both Enier Chacon and Michael Moyet advanced further in the schedule by defeating their respective rivals, Argentinian Fernando Cruzbat in the case of Chacon, and Peruvian Eric Mendoza was Moyet's victim. In the women's singles, Loraine Felipe could not defend herself against Chilean Carla Muñoz. Cuban Maria Regla Viera avenged her teammate and defeated Chilean Josefa Parada in 2 games. In the women's doubles, Chile was superior to Cuba, while in the men's doubles, Cuba was defeated by Dominican Republic. This was Abel Vasquez for Sports in Radio Havana, Cuba.